Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden says the public release of an intelligence report tying Saudi Arabia's crown prince to the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi shows the country that the rules are changing. Khashoggi, who lived in Virginia and wrote for the Washington Post, was killed inside Saudi Arabia's Turkish consulate in 2018. NPR's Scott Detrow has more.
At the time, U.S. intelligence assessed that Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, approved the killing of Khashoggi. But as President Trump pursued a warm relationship with Saudi Arabia, his administration never made that finding public. In an interview with Univision, Biden said the report's release sends a message.
The rules are changing, and we're going to be announcing significant changes today and on Monday. We are going to hold them accountable for human rights abuses. And we're going to make sure that they, in fact, and if they want to deal with us, they have to deal with it in a way where human rights abuses are dealt with.
Newly announced sanctions do not directly target the crown prince. Scott Detrow, NPR News, the White House.
The FBI has singled out an individual seen on a video of the January 6th riot spraying Capitol Police officers, including Brian Sicknick. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, Sicknick later died from injuries sustained while defending the building.
A law enforcement official tells NPR that the footage in the FBI video from January 6th shows an individual spraying Sicknick and other officers trying to fend off the pro-Trump mob attacking the Capitol. The official says the FBI has not identified the individual in the video and that the tape does not directly tie the person to Sicknick's death. Authorities have said Sicknick died at the hospital the day after the riot, but they have provided few other details, including the cause. But prosecutors say that bringing to account those responsible for Sicknick's death is a top priority of their investigation. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration could decide soon to authorize Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine now that a panel of experts has recommended that action. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is ready to distribute that vaccine when available as soon as next week.
That single dose provides opportunities to bring those doses and vaccines to where people are because those doses don't require the storage that the Moderna and Pfizer doses require. And again, they're just a single dose.
Newsom also says people shouldn't get hung up on the different manufacturers of the vaccine and just take the one offered as soon as you can. On Capitol Hill today, the House passed legislation creating around 1.5 million acres of new wilderness. The bill also incorporates nearly 1,200 miles of waterways into the National Wild and Scenic River System. Republicans say it will hurt local economies and make land more susceptible to forest fires. President Biden set a goal of conserving at least 30% of lands. This is NPR. The head of the World Health Organization says patent restrictions should be temporarily lifted on COVID-19 vaccines and medicines. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports the idea was first proposed by South Africa and India last fall as it became clear that rich countries had pre-purchased nearly all of the vaccines.
In theory, lifting patents would allow countries to contract with more manufacturers to produce vaccines, and they could do so without compensating the pharmaceutical companies that developed them. Those companies got major upfront financial support and guaranteed market demand. But the move would essentially require a consensus vote by nations belonging to the World Trade Organization. And at recent WTO meetings, the United States and European countries have demurred. At a press conference, the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said he could not understand the resistance, adding, quote, "This pandemic is unprecedented. The virus has taken the whole world hostage." Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.
ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, will pay $92 million to settle a class action lawsuit against the video sharing app that collected data without users' permission. That violates an Illinois privacy law. Last year, Facebook agreed to a $550 million settlement under the same law. Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. The Dow down 469 points to end at 30,932. The Nasdaq gained 72 points to end at 13,192. And the S&P 500 was down 18. This is NPR.